to rise up and call them blessed. October 11, 1890. At 2:30 p.m., I spoke to a full house at Adams Center, New York. There were quite a number of Seventh-day Baptists present. Extra benches were brought in and placed in the aisles. The gallery was full. I spoke from John 17, verse 3. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. The Lord gave me freedom in speaking to the people assembled, who listened with interest. A social meeting followed, and many excellent testimonies were born. We were gratified to meet the aged servants of God on this occasion. We have been acquainted from the rise of the third angel's message with Elder Frederick Wheeler, who is now nearing 80 years. We have been acquainted with Elders H. H. Wilcox and Charles O. Taylor for the last 40 years. Age is telling on these old standard bearers, as well as upon me. If we are faithful to the end, the Lord will give us a crown of life that fadeth not away. The aged standard bearers are far from being useless and laid aside. They have a part to act in the work similar to that of John. They can say, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifest unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him, and walk in darkness, we lie, and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanseth us from all sin." 1 John 1:1-7. This was the spirit and life of the message that John bore to all in his old age, when he was nearly 100 years old. The standard bearers are holding fast their banners. They are not loosening their hands on the banner of truth until they lay off the armor. One by one, the old warriors' voices become silent. Their place is vacant. We see them no more. But they, being dead, yet speak, for their works do follow them. Let us treat very tenderly the few aged pilgrims remaining, esteeming them highly for their works' sake. As their powers are becoming worn and enfeebled, what they do say is of value. As precious testimony, let their words be treasured. Let not the young men and the new workers discard or in any respect show indifference to the men of hoary hairs, but let them rise up and call them blessed. They should consider that they have themselves entered into these men's labors. We wish that there was much more of the love of Christ in the hearts of our believers for those who were first in the proclamation of the message.